let me in. Shiba, shiba. I want to be closer to you. Shiba, shiba. Open up your soul. Shiba, shiba. Let me find that part of you, the part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. You know what? I went to the Greek Film Festival last year. It was fantastic. The Greek Film Festival is here again. And here to talk about this year's festival, I'd like to welcome Executive Director Glianz Kurtis and Co-Director Maria Nikolakakis. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both for being here. Nick, Glianz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Excellent. So tell our listeners a little bit about the Greek Film Festival. Glianz, why don't you tell us about like when it started and whose idea it was and all of that good stuff.
The film festival started 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to promote Greekness in the greater Bay Area in more artistic fashion other than other different programs. And since then, we've been going strong for 23 years, and we're doing it once a year, about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And our home base is the Delancey Screening Room in San Francisco on Embarcadero Street.
Okay. And then, Maria, tell us a little bit about what your role is in helping to produce the festival.
Sure, I'm happy to, and thank you for having us on again this year. So I am one of the three directors of the festival,
mm-hmm.
Along with Cleon, who just spoke, and we have another co-director. And really, in you know our capacity as directors, we really touch upon a little bit of everything that it takes to put on a community event like this.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I do a lot of kind of the marketing stuff. I work with a publicist to make sure that the press releases go out, our email blasts I work on. I have a team that works on social media. So we really try to get the word out, and I also oversee a group of jury members. These
mm-hmm.
are people that have experience and in the industry, and they serve as judges. They watch all of our films, and they select a winner.
Very nice indeed. So this year's film festival, is there a theme, or is it just Greek films that you guys love?
These are, we don't have a specific theme.
Mm-hmm.
These are mostly movies that are current in Greece, or like right now,
mm-hmm.
as to what's happening right now. So they're all like in the, done in between, 2024 and now. And they're all different subjects. They're anywhere from a mystery to a little sarcasm to a little love story, a little comedy, just a little of, little black humor, just a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us about like the first film that kicks off the film festival?
The first film that is called Broken Vein,
mm-hmm.
and it's a story about a person that has economical problems, financial problems, and how he deals with it, and he ends up getting into a vicious circle of trying to get money to survive his company and his business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I am a big fan of comedies, so tell me a little bit about some of the movies that are going to make our audiences laugh.
You know, this is probably one of the hardest things to find comedy movies.
Really?
Comedies. There's a movie called Rooster that might be a little bit of a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it's a type of a comedy that you have a little bit Greek to understand it.
Okay.
So it's, people can make easier movies for drama and stuff like that, but making a comedy, a good comedy is a hard thing to come.
Mm-hmm.
But we have
there
also,
really are not know, that many comedies. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think all around comedy is harder than drama. Drama, we live it every day, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People can write drama. I mean, but making a comedy throughout 2 hours is it's a hard thing to do. I think it's different, hard to write it, and I think it's also very hard to act it.
Okay.
You have to be a special person to act comedy, I think.
Okay.
And I think you can also say, you know, art, as you know, art reflects life. And I think sometimes Greeks have other things on their mind more that they want to share. And some of it is not comedic. It's a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The one thing I would also maybe point out one additional, so Cleon mentioned the film Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
There is another film that we are showing on Monday. It's not exactly a comedy, but there are definitely humorous aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Great Massacre of Alimos. So,
okay.
Again, I wouldn't call it a comedy, but there are definitely, it definitely made me laugh. So, it's an interesting kind of type. It's an interesting genre
okay.
of film.
Right. I call that as a sarcasm more than a comedy. At least that's how I interpret it. That had a little sarcasm in there.
And what's
it has, it's a serious topic, but it definitely, it communicates it in a somewhat funny way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see also on Monday, there's one, it looks like it's called Mavro Vuno. It's got a little girl with holding a stuffed animal.
That's the short.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the short.
And tell us a little about, like, about those.
What we do is every day of the week, we show the full feature film, and along with that, we're showing a short film throughout the week that we combine with the regular movies.
Okay.
And, you know, and also we have a movie that I think is on Thursday, which is an interesting movie. It's called The Bear Cave,
mm-hmm.
and the music is written by a guy named John Turnas, who happens to be in New York, and he's a great he plays a mean saxophone, and he wrote the whole music, and it's very interesting because the music he wrote, it has to do with the Epirus, and Epirus is the northwestern part of Greece that runs into Albania in the part of the closer to the Italy, and it's a very unique music that he plays into that movie.
Okay. And then
the other thing I wanted to say, we talked upon just a few of the films, and you asked if there is a theme. You know, there's really not a theme per se, as Cleon said, to our festival, but sometimes based on our lineup, we see what themes may emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about some of these films, and the one that Cleon just mentioned, which is Bear Cave, that plays on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a movie on Tuesday called Smaragda. There is one on Sunday called Don't Laugh, and then the one on closing night, which is called Life in a Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Those three films, I would say three, four films, they're very kind of woman heavy.
Okay.
So if there is one theme, or, you know, one or two themes this year, there is the theme of the woman is actually there a lot, kind of a middle-aged woman and issues that she is going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting this year.
Okay. Well, tell me about Don't Laugh, They'll See You. That I'm intrigued by that title.
Yeah. So that is one of the ones that I think falls in this category of kind of middle-aged women and issues that they go through. And it is just that. It is a woman who is going through some things in her life, and she goes to kind of like a childhood home of hers to kind of recoup and think through some things. And then the movie kind of unravels around her being there and the things that she goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets a neighbor and they develop a friendship. And it's really about kind of some decisions that she needs to make during that point of her life.
Interesting, interesting. And then I see on the same day as Bear Cave, there's one. Is it called Jecas, or how do you pronounce that? And I'm intrigued by it. It's got the little shadow figure of like a
Jecas. Yeah, that is the short clown on Thursday.
Okay.
Right. That's a short film, Jecas, and this film. It's interesting. I mean, sometimes you get thrown off by the title, it's the name of the person. I guess Jecas, you can say it's the name of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie itself is directed by Dimitris Moustakas, she's done him, you know, a number of movies before.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with that the kid that resides with his father in the village. And the father is trying to make his son, which is about 12-year-old kid, to grow up, and buys him a gun and striking to take him outside and show him how to shoot and be a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows the relationship between the father and son and how the kid reacts into being a hunter or not a hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when does the festival start?
The festival starts on Saturday, the 14th, mm-hmm. next Saturday, mm-hmm. and it will run for 1 week mm-hmm. in person. So it will run until the 21st. We have nightly screenings at the Delancey Street Screening Room
mm-hmm.
on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. We are opening and closing nights will start at 6 p.m. The rest of the nights, they start at 7.
Okay.
All of tickets are available online at grfilm.com. And the other thing I want to mention is that our whole program is available online as well. So everything that is available in person will also be available online, in addition to 16 documentaries that will only be available online. And all that information is on our website.
Wow. Now, is that something that you guys instituted, because of the pandemic and just sort of stuck with, or have you always been doing that?
Yeah, it's something that, like so many organizations, we started it. We had a pivot very, very quickly during
mm-hmm.
COVID,
mm-hmm.
And we did. And at that year, we did everything online.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we did kind of a hybrid model, which was, we had some online, some in person, different programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, so we really have had the hybrid program since 2021 or 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just made the strategic decision to have the entire program that we have in person online. And believe it or not, we don't lose business because of it. People still come to the theater. They want to come,
mm-hmm.
and they still watch at home. So
yeah.
It's great, actually.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't go physically to everything you want to see. So it's nice that that's available to people. So once again, where is the Delancey Screening Room?
It's the Delancey.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. 600 Embarcadero, the Delancey Street Screening Room. It's at 600 Embarcadero.
Okay. And again, how do people get tickets?
Sure. You go to our website at grfilm.com. And there you can purchase, you go to the 2026 festival,
mm-hmm.
and you purchase tickets either for the in-person program or for the online.
And I know that it can be challenging to get foreign films in. So is there a must-see one? Like, this is the only chance they'll have to see it in the U.S.? Is there one of those films?
Oh, that's a tough question.
I think a lot of these will be one of the only chances you can get
okay.
to see it online or see it in the U.S. But, Clem, what do you think about that?
Okay, I have to say, we get around 350 movies.
Wow.
And we review 350 movies,
mm-hmm.
and we bring it down to about 10, 15 of them. So every one of the movies that a group of five people selected, it's it's a pretty good movie. And depending what you like, you know, some people like drama, some people like mystery, some people like, you know, a little of everything, you know. So it's a little of everything for everybody. So the key important part, even though it's all Greek movies, they all have English subtitles. So everybody will be able to purchase and understand them and read them and understand what the movie's about. Even between us, when we vote, we don't like the same movies.
Well, that's good because you need a variety for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both, Maria and Cleon, for being on the show today.
Thank you. And I wanted to just have one last point. You know, we do thank all of the sponsors that have contributed to this festival. And if any of your listeners are interested in joining that growing list of community that we have, that those opportunities are also available on our website. And, you know, we are completely a volunteer-driven organization, and we rely on donations and sponsors to make this happen. So if anyone is inclined to give, we would appreciate their donation.
And Cleon, do you have anything more you'd like to say?
People are welcome to come and see our movies, and also their tickets are going to be available at the theater at the same time, too, not just online only.
Excellent. That means that walk-ups are highly encouraged. Excellent. Well, once again, Maria, Clay, and I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, people of Earth, this is your opportunity to check out the Greek Film Festival. I love me some Greek folk songs, so let's listen to Siko Horepse Kuklimu. There you have it, my friends. It's Masiko Horepse Kuklimu. That is a Stelios Kazantzidis. I can't say the name. I'm just terrible. What is it? Kazantzidis. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. We go from the Greek Film Festival to Berlin and beyond. The Berlin and Beyond Film Festival. It's very exciting. So I'm doing international today. So here to talk about it, I'd like to welcome director Alexander Behrman and Tamara Lowenstein, the curator. Welcome, both of you.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on the show. Which one of you would like to talk about the history of the Berlin and Beyond Festival?
Oh, my God. the whole thing started back in 1996, but mm-hmm. I cannot tell you much about the history because I came to San Francisco a little over a year ago.
Mm.
So if you would like to know some more about the history and who has been here, all the talents.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm the program curator for the Institute of Temporary and Germany. And this year we have the pleasure of Sophiers. It's a powerful new film by a German creation, diaspora, and the realities of modern urban life. Yeah, happy to talk more about it, but I'll leave it there just for the moment in case you have questions.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of questions.
And I guess I can speak a little bit to that, and then I'll pass it on to Alex. So mm-hmm. this is our 30th anniversary for the film festival, which is, you know, a big marker for us.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, what we want to do is really bring contemporary German language films to our audience. Many people have been coming for many, many years, you know, they're returners to the film festival. And so the Goethe Forum, which I'm working as the programmer on, is a moment where we can highlight more diverse voices that mm-hmm. perhaps don't usually have the opportunity to be highlighted. For example, last year we screened the first three episodes of Black Fruit, which is a television series that was created by Lamine Leroy, and it foregrounded queer Black experience based in the northern city, a very mainstream German television platform, and basically allowed the opportunity for visibility of stories and perspectives that have been long underrepresented.
Okay. And that's interesting to me because when I think of Germany, I really don't think of people of color being there, much less that them having a show based on a person of color who's also queer.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's exactly why we want to use the opportunity of this underrepresented.
Drawn to in this year's festival.
Sure. Unfortunately, I don't really hear well what Tamara was saying. I'm going to say basically the same thing. The Goethe Institute is here to promote the German language and culture mm-hmm. and to engage in international cultural exchange. And in this context, it's always important to counter stereotypes. Mm-hmm. I caught that Tamara was speaking about Black Fruit from last year's mm-hmm. festival. So for me, the festival is all about the diversity of German cinema. And it is essential to show that Germany has more to offer than Oktoberfest and Lederhosen or beer and bratwurst. That's what people always tell me. They say, oh, you're from Germany. Yes, Oktoberfest. Like, yeah, sure. There are other parts in Germany where there is no Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, some of the highlights are a documentary about the thrash metal band Creator, called Hate and Hope, and post-migrant cinema in No Beast So Fierce. And the audience can watch both films one after the other at the SF MoMA. And I think that should be quite a unique experience without Lederhosen.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the film The Frog and the Water.
Actually, that's one I haven't watched. That's the only one I haven't seen. Tamara, did you?
I also haven't seen that one.
Okay, well then tell me about the opening night film, or is it Köln 75?
Column 75, yes. It's about the young woman who organized the very famous Cone concert by Keith Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a comedy. It's also heartbreaking. Very good, very entertaining movie.
Okay, okay. And Greetings from Mars, what's that?
That's a kid movie for our family matinee. And it's not really a science fiction movie, but yeah, the kid's going to love it. It's about the desire to far places, far away places.
Okay, okay. Now, when does the festival commence and how long does it run?
So it starts March 19th. It begins with an invitation-only event for our Youth for German Cinema
mm-hmm.
competition. That's a competition students from across the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean can apply to become jurors, and then they get invited to San Francisco to present a movie that they chose.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is going to be 22 lengths, and the audience can also watch that movie on Monday. And it runs through Monday.
Okay, okay. And if people wanted to find out more about the festival, how would they do that?
They can go to our website. I mean, you will find it on the website of the Goethe Institute San Francisco or at Berlin and berlinbeyond.com.
Okay.
And you can buy tickets. You can see the full schedule. You can see the talents who are going to be here. Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay. And is the festival, or which theater is the festival happening in? Is it multiple theaters or just one?
Yes. Multiple theaters. We're going to start at the Castro Theater, which is exciting, of course,
mm-hmm.
after the renovation. I think we're the first film festival at the Castro, back at the Castro.
Okay.
That's on Thursday. Friday, we're going to be at the Vogue. Saturday, SF MoMA. Sunday and Monday, Rialto Cinemas in Elmwood, Berkeley.
Excellent, excellent. And is there anything more you'd like our listening audience to know about the festival? I'll give each of you an opportunity to speak about that.
Tamara, do you want to start?
I would love to just add a little something about the Institute in general related to what you mentioned to J. Marilyn about when you think of Germany, you don't think of folks of color. Just wanted to mention that we have an exhibition up right now entitled Black in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
It's up until the end of April, and it features black and white portraiture of the black diaspora in Berlin mm-hmm. by a photographer named Giro Aduna Atisha. He's an Ethiopian-born Berlin-based photographer, and he created this project out of many, many years of wanting to document his black community or communities in Germany, particularly in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And 2020 was the moment that marked it for him to really start the project after the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the largest gathering of black folks in Berlin at the silent BLM demonstration, where there were more than 15,000 people gathered. And he began passing out leaflets. Postcards to people on the streets of Berlin, inviting them into his studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so if folks are interested in seeing that project, they can come visit us at the Institute. There's more information on our website, and we'll have upcoming programming around that as well. We'd love to have people come by.
And where is the Institute?
We're located at 657 Howard Street, just across from the SF MoMA.
Excellent. And Alexander, anything you want our listening audience to know?
I'm counting on all the metalheads to show up for the creative documentary. And please stay for No Beast, No Fears. Or you come even sooner to see Arm Room by Fatih Akin at 1 p.m.
All right. Well, Alexander Behrman and Tamara Lowenstein, I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. Wonderful to speak with you.
All right. Okay, people of Earth, Berlin and Beyond Film Festival, I think you're going to enjoy the heck out of it. I'm feeling very international right now, so I'm going to play this little thing from Les Mystères des Voix Bulgares, Come into Leaf, and enjoy it while we wait.
siamo innamorati, correvamo per i prati, tu scherzavi insieme a me, bang bang, per ridere, bang bang, sparavi a me, bang bang, e vincerà, bang bang, chi al cuore colpirà.
Are you Aurora, or the goddess Flora, Timidora, or the I'd read to Asia like I was Sonia, Pennsylvania, seeking you. A burning red, just like said your face. Say your face, we seek are you.
You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO, San Francisco. Mr. Ford will be pleasuring your ear hole a little later on. My guests are done for the day, so it's all about international music, reminding us all that we are connected in so many ways. We don't have to be separated unless you choose to be, but the world is small. We are a tiny marble. We're a speck in the grand scheme of things. We only have each other, so let's try and find a way to see the humanity in everyone. Until next week, my friends, ta-ta, and toodle-a-doo.